morning. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. Once again, I have my main man here with me, and we are going to be at Acts chapter 24, verses 10 through 27. This is where every day you and I, we get together, we get into the Lord's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2022, we'll go all the way from the book of Good job. All right, let's have something to drink. We'll pray and we'll get into the Lord's Word. You want to pray for us today? Okay.
God, thank you for a good day. Please help us to this to edify our souls. Please help this day, like, refresh our souls for the week. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You know what I just realized? My laptop's not plugged in. So I'm going to reach over here real quick and plug in my laptop so it doesn't die in the middle of this. There we go. Maybe someday Daddy will have a voice again. What do you think?
Yeah.
All right, well, we are at Acts chapter 24. You want to read the first part? Yeah, let's pull this down over to where you're going. This just like that. That's about as good as it's going to get.
Now, after then Paul, after the governor had nodded to him to speak, and so in as much as I know that you have been for many years a judge of this nation, I do the more cheerful answer for myself, because you may ascertain that it is no more than 12 days since I went up to Jerusalem to worship, and they neither found me in the temple disputing with anyone, nor inciting the crowd.
Oh, you didn't even say it, did you?
Inciting the crowd. Either in the synagogue or in the city, nor can they prove the things of which they now accuse me. But this I confess to you, that according to the way which they call a sect, so I worship the God of my Father, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets. I have hope in God, which they themselves also accept, that there will be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust. This being so, I myself always strive to have
a conscience
without offense to God and men.
Now, after many years, I came to bring alms and offerings to my nation, in the midst of which some Jews of Asia found me purified in the temple, neither with a mob nor with tumult. They ought to have been here before you to object if they had anything against me, or else let those who are here themselves say if they found any wrongdoing in me while I stood before their council, unless it is for this one statement, which I cried out standing among them, concerning the resurrection of the dead, I am being judged by you this day. Verse
22
to
23. But when Felix saw these things, having more accurate knowledge of the way, he adjourned
the proceedings. It's like he stopped them.
He adjourned the proceedings and said,
When Lysias,
the commander, comes down, I will make a decision on your case. So he commanded the centurion to keep Paul and let him live.
Nope, and let him have
liberty, and told him not to forbid any of his friends to provide for or visit him.
And after some days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, who was a Jewish, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. Now as he reasoned about righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, Felix was afraid and answered, "Go away for now. When I have a convenient time, I will call for you." Meanwhile, he also hoped that money would be given him by Paul, that he might release him. Therefore, he sent for him more often and conversed with him. But after 2 years, Porcius Festus... Pardon me. Oh, got a frog in my throat. Porcius Festus succeeded Felix, and Felix, wanting to do the Jews a favor, left Paul bound. All right, so the first part, we have a defense. I'm going to let you hold the Bible because I gotta be drinking something for my throat. And so he nods to Paul, right there. He's on trial. He looks over at Paul. He nods to him. Paul says, "Yo, dude.
How you doing?"
"Yeah, you've been a judge for us for a couple years, and so I cheerfully answer you." And he says that he worships according to what? Right here. And he worships according to...
According to...
You might miss it, just two small words.
To the way?
Yeah, what do you think it means when he says, "I worship according to the way"?
I don't know.
Well, Jesus says about himself, "I am the
way,
the way, the truth, and the
life.
No one comes to the Father but by
me."
So he worships according to the way. This was what they said about Christians. So they might call them Christians, like they did in Antioch of Syria. Some people, like the high priest, were calling them the Nazarenes. Or here he's saying it's the way. But he says, when he went to the temple, did he go as clean or unclean?
Clean.
And did he go with a mob?
No.
And when he went to the temple, did he incite a riot?
Nope.
So, does he believe in God?
Yes.
Does he believe in the law?
Yes.
Does he believe the prophets?
Yes.
Does he believe the resurrection of the dead?
Yep.
For both the righteous and the unrighteous?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so he says he brought alms, which is like a gift for poor people.
Mm-hmm.
He brought a sacrifice. Don't do that with that, please. You don't have to stretch that out. Right, so he brought alms, brought a sacrifice. He's not defiling the temple. So why is he there? That's his whole point. I shouldn't be here. Right, it wasn't until these Jewish people from Asia came. And they're the ones who said I was defiling the temple. But does Paul say he's defiled the temple? Nope. And so, he says it's concerning the resurrection of the dead that he's being judged. Has he broken any Roman law?
Nope.
No, that's what he's trying to get at. So, in the next passage, what happens here? Does Felix say he's guilty?
He doesn't say it.
Yeah, he says when Lysias comes, who was the commander who arrested him at the temple, when they were about to kill him, when he comes, I'll decide your case. But does he do that?
No.
No. It keeps him in jail for 2 years. And the whole time he's in jail, one time, what does he do? He brings who with him? One verse down. Verse 24, yeah.
Drusilla?
Drusilla, yeah. Ooh, that was a big one, man. Everybody on, everybody with their, if they have headphones on, it's going to like have busted out their ears. Ooh. Yeah, so he brings his wife Drusilla, and she's a Jew. Right, so he goes and he tries to talk with them. And Paul reasons with them, right? He's going back and forth with them, and he wants to talk with them about three things. What does it say he talks with them about? Right here, right? He wants to hear about his faith in Christ. Now, as he reasoned about what?
Righteousness, self-control, and judgment.
Okay, righteousness, self-control, and judgment to come. What's Felix's response?
Go away.
Well, what's it say? What goes on in his heart? Felix was?
Afraid.
Felix was afraid. He doesn't matter, just go away, you know? But is that the last time Paul ever sees Felix? What's it say? He keeps him around and he brings him time and time again and he talks to him. But what's he really want? Does he want to hear the truth or what does he want?
Money.
Yeah, he wants money. So it says he leaves him in there for 2 years until a new governor comes. Man. How would you like that, being in jail for 2 years when you've done nothing wrong?
I just kind of be sitting there, scratching my head.
Yep.
Like, did I do anything wrong? If I did, what did I do wrong?
Yeah. Yep, but God's told Paul that he's going to testify about him in Rome. So he knows that God's got a plan even for this.
Yep.
Yep. I was really taken in by this idea that he preaches the gospel to Felix time and time again, righteousness, self-control. Right, what was the third one? Righteousness, just self-control, and judgment to come.
Yep.
And Felix knows about the way, right? Felix knows more than it seems like the Jewish priests know. He knows that they're not rebel rousers. But does it soften Felix's heart?
Nope.
Did you know there are people like that who will, from the time they're little kids, will come to church, and their whole lives they'll hear the gospel. They might even be afraid. But they never believe. Kind of sad, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's up to each one of us. Will we believe or will we have hard hearts?
No.
Well, no, I'm saying, like, those are the two options. Faith or not faith. Belief or disbelief. That's really all anybody has. Yeah. So, we hope that each one of you children will latch on yourselves, won't just hear and be afraid at times, but will actually love Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is that what we're always talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you get tired of me talking about Jesus?
No.
Oh, good. Good. Well, what do you think? What would you underline in your Bible?
Here. Now he reasoned about righteousness, self-control, and judgment.
That's what you would. What about in the previous part? What about when he's defending himself?
When you underlined.
Oh, what I underlined. Okay, so that's verse 14 down through the end of the paragraph. So basically, the first part of his defense. Yeah, where he actually talks about the content of his faith. Yeah. Well, what do you think? What are you called to do in response to this?
Share the gospel.
share the gospel?
Yeah, he was doing it.
Kind of like how he reasoned with Felix.
Yep.
Yeah. So not being worried about when you're brought before authorities and you have to give a testimony for your faith.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a good application. I was thinking along the lines for an application, and I think that's a good application. For me, I was thinking the idea of, like, Felix was afraid, but he didn't have faith. Right? It wasn't a fear that led to eternal life.
Yeah.
Instead, we should believe in the righteousness that comes from Christ and the self-control that the Holy Spirit gives us. And we should stand in fear of the judgment to come, but that fear should be the one that makes us confess now willingly that Jesus Christ is Lord and King.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my voice is about shot. I think we should end so I can pray. What about you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's pray. Father, we thank you that we can testify about you, for you are the great King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Father, we pray that you would please watch over us this day. We pray that you would give us true faith. We pray that we would know who you are, and instead of cowering in fear, that we would come to Christ, and that we would find a righteousness that's in Jesus Christ, given to us by faith, and that we might live by that faith. Lord, please care for your people. We pray that you would especially care for those who have heard the gospel year in and year out. Maybe they've sat in church for a long time. Father, please bring them to yourself. Open their ears, soften their hearts, let them see and understand. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, may God bless you today. Ooh, that's like right in front of your face, dude. Look, no one can see you. Oh, man. There you go. Maybe you might have sunk down. You got a habit of doing that, don't you? Well, may the Lord bless you today. May you walk in the joy and peace of Jesus Christ. May you always have hope in the resurrection of the dead. We'll see you tomorrow. You want to say bye?
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon R.P. Church in rural Southeast Iowa. We pray that the message would be used by God to transform your faith and your life this week. If you'd like to get more information about us, feel free to go to the website, SharonRPC.org. We'd love to invite you to worship with us. Our worship time is 10 a.m. every Sunday at 25204 160th Avenue, Morning Sun, Iowa, 52640. May God richly bless you this week.